Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Holy smokes!
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is we are live here on what is now known as a wet Wednesday. Usually it's a thirsty Thursday, but with the Texans playing tomorrow, and by the way, we will be off early as we will hand things off to Seth and Sean around 15 tomorrow. So be ready for that. Sure, that too. Maybe that's what they are on the post game show. So we'll hand it off to them. So we're out a little bit early tomorrow, but come on out here. Make your way on out here to this Buffalo Wild Wings right off Ritchie Road. And you got, still got some prizes you can win. My man over there already sitting pretty with a nice little gift card to HEB. And I'll be able to spend a little something, you know, a little extra. I think you can even use that in the liquor department. Go ahead and do your thing as well. There are a lot. Or burgers. Either way you go. But come on out here. And if you are in the building or on your way, put your name in our raffle box, grab a ticket, so you have a chance to win coming up in just a bit. All right, Clint, the injury report is officially out now. We're starting to get some designations. And really, with the Texans, there's really not much new, Clint. We knew that C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petrie would be out with the concussions. D'Amico announced that yesterday. Add Jamal Hill, he's had a hamstring. He's been out. Special teamer linebacker's been out for a little bit as well, but everyone else is good to go, including Ed Ingram, including Titus Howard, including Trent Brown, who had a hand and a knee issue. Everybody else is good to go. But the big news, Clint, is more coming from the Buffalo Bills, and that is three of their receivers are going to be out of this game. And the big one is the tight end, who you could argue is his number one target, the one he goes to the most, and that's Dalton Kincaid. He is out for a second straight game with a hamstring issue. Curtis Samuel, another one that Joe Brady likes to do different things with, kind of a speed gadget guy, crossers, can run away from people. He is out in this game, as well as Mecole Hardman, who's been their punt returner. He is out in this game, speed as well. Khalil Shakir had been missing for personal reasons, but he is a go. So that is, I think the Kincaid situation is the one that if C.J. Stroud is the big one on the Texans side that's not going to be able to go, then I would say that that Dalton Kincaid is that guy for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, look, I would say so. One of the top pass catchers with this offense, and when you look at this offense, it's an inside-out offense. But obviously starts with Allen and Cook in the backfield, but relies heavily on the slot receiver and the tight end. And one of those tight ends being out, the other one missing practice for personal reasons, that's That's advantage Houston. So last time we saw the Buffalo Bills come to Houston, we got a W in dramatic fashion late. Thanks to the Bills making some suspect decisions and punting to us and allowing us to kick a long field goal to win it. But the key there was, I think they severely missed Shakir.
Yeah.
And so, he looks like he's going to play, obviously, but I think Dalton Kincaid is just as big a pass catcher as anybody on this team. So him being out is definitely advantage Houston.
I think the big thing from the earlier years with Buffalo is they don't have a lot of guys on the outside that scare you, right? Like Gabe Davis is there, but the old Gabe Davis was somebody where you put him and Diggs together, those guys were threats on the outside that made people concerned. I'm not certain that this group does that, and taking Kincaid out of the mix, a guy that has come through for them in their big games. He's got over 100 yards in a couple of their biggest games against the Patriots and the Chiefs. That's a big, big blow for Josh Allen in a game where you would imagine the Texans defense, the number one defense in the league, is going to take away a lot of things, and you don't have your go-to guy to go to. So that is the latest there, injury report. Dalton Kincaid, the big name, out along with two other receivers in Mecole Hardman and Curtis Samuel.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint. Listen, the Rockets have played, here lately, a schedule where not a lot of teams that you expect a lot, from. And they've handled those teams and kind of blown them away here. The Magic game, that's a pretty good team in the East. They played in the last one in overtime and pulled it out. This game, it's a TV game, a national TV game tonight against the Cleveland Cavs on the road. And I would say this is one of the handful of teams in the league that I think are serious championship contenders. I think them and the Knicks were the top two teams coming out in terms of Vegas from the East to go to the finals. In Cleveland, they were the number one seed last year, had the best record out of the East. And with Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley, who was the Defensive Player of the Year, this is a really, really good group. A great, you talk about the Rockets and their height. This is a group that with Evan Mobley in there and old dude, the karate dude, every time I see him, that's all I think about. He looks like old Shonuff, Jared Allen. Wears a little thing around his head. Yep. Around his head. He looks like the karate guy. They've got a lot of length on that team as well to match with the Rockets. But this will be a fun game because this is one of those ones where, all right, they're facing a team where, all right, this is one that's a little bit more important than playing the Blazers or the Grizzlies. This should be a really good test for the Rockets tonight.
I just hope. I hadn't seen Cleveland play all year. I just saw some highlights a little earlier.
They're wearing those jerseys?
With them unis. I hope they're wearing those peach unis, man. That looked good. I'm a big uni guy, man.
You like the peach? They had the floor with it as well. By the way, the Rockets, as I said, going up against this Cleveland team that has a lot of size, they're going to start their big ass lineup.
Their big lineup?
I just want to call it their big ass lineup, where Amen Thompson, Kevin Durant, Jabari Smith, Shingun, and Adams is where they're going to roll. This will be a fun game tonight to watch to see what they're able to do with this team on the road as one of their tougher tests here recently.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint. The college football playoff rankings came out last night. Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, no surprise there. And it feels like those three are going to be at that same kind of ranking until their conference championships go through. And we know that Ohio State and Indiana are a collision course to face each other in the Big Ten championship game. And then A&M, we'll see, as they probably will face Georgia in the SEC championship game. That's the top four, Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, in Georgia, but a lot of conversation went the rest of the way with the drop that Alabama took after losing to Oklahoma, the jump that Oklahoma took. Notre Dame is a big talking point. What for you jumped out to you with this new college football ranking, which these playoff rankings are getting more and more important the later we get in the season, because it depends on if you lose a game, how far you fall. And we saw the committee says if you lose at home to a quality opponent, you may drop six spots. You may go from 4 to 10 the way Alabama did.
Yeah, look, I think they're – when you look at the college football playoff with the rankings this year, I love what they're doing, looking at close losses and grading those a little bit different. If a team goes out there and loses by 14 to a bad football team, which right now it's obvious Alabama did early in the season to open the football season – going to Florida State, then that hurts you, right? A bad loss hurts you. A tight loss versus a good football team hurts you less. And so it's obvious that they're leaning heavily into that. When I look at the rankings, I'm fascinated with the Texas Tech run. Sitting at 10-1 right now, number 5 in the country. I just know on that campus and for that alumni, I can relate being you know, an Arkansas grad is when you're making this kind of run, and nowadays you make this kind of run and you're automatically in a 12-team playoff. I mean, that place is absolutely nuts. So hopefully they can hang on, which it looks like.
And they're in that coveted 5 spot too, Clint, where you face either the ACC champion or, you know, what is it, Tulane right now or whatever the non-Power 5 team is or Power 4 team is. Yeah. At home, that's a spot people like, that 5 spot.
Right, and ever since they've gone to the 12-team playoff, man, I've said it multiple times today. I'm glad that we're sitting here having the debates about, you know, who gets in at the bottom, the 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 range ranked teams instead of the top 4. I just enjoy that better. I don't think teams leaving out the 13th best team is a lot more bearable for me than leaving out the 5th. But you look down at that 10 to 16, 17, man, and you've got a healthy group of squads there that could make up that 10, 11, 12 number. It's going to be fun to watch this thing unfold. You got Alabama at 10, then BYU, Utah, but then you got Miami, Vanderbilt, USC, Georgia Tech, Texas. You got some interesting teams at Michigan right below Texas. You got some interesting teams in that. In the mix right there, that could all be pushing for that 12 spot.
I just fundamentally disagree with the committee and how they're handling Notre Dame. It's not about as much the wins for Notre Dame. It seems like we're in a situation that Notre Dame is sitting where they are, one, because they're Notre Dame. But again, Alabama's Alabama that's around them. Miami is not that far behind them. But Notre Dame is sitting there based off the strength of their losses. Like their losses to me is the best part of their resume. They lost the first two games of the season, and they were close games. They went on the road to Miami and lost, and then A&M came in there and beat them in a high scoring game. But outside of that, it's USC. There you go, and they need USC to help them. But it's USC, and then they blasted a Pittsburgh team that they kicked right out of the rankings. After that loss, and I think Pittsburgh has a chance to get worse. They play Georgia Tech coming up, and that loss could be worse. So they'd be sitting there with a USC win, and then two really good losses, and then Alabama. Yes, they lost to Florida State, who has. I mean, Florida State jumped into the top 10 after they beat them. Now they've fallen apart, but they've got wins over Georgia, Missouri, Tennessee. And somebody else in that they've got 4 wins in the top 22, and in Georgia, the best one. All right, that's got to play a bigger factor than the losses, than losing to A&M and Miami. I mean, those are great losses, but that's got to play a bigger factor.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, that's the talk of the rankings right now is the Notre Dame Alabama dynamic, and so. But you would think I would side with Alabama, no question about it. But it is. Luckily, we've got a couple more weeks to work this thing out and see what unfolds.
Yeah, so that is the latest there. As some stuff will work itself out, but interesting decision by the committee.
Notre Dame, supposed to be a reputable university, right?
5 o'clock fire.
More news coming out of college football. Clint, Steve Sarkisian, and a lot has been rolling around here of late of, is this going to be his last year at Texas? We've heard the rumors from Diana Rossini saying that maybe the Titans is a spot that he would he'd be open to going to. And he said he, on the rumors about him leaving Texas, he said, I ain't going nowhere. Sarkisian addressed reports about his potential departure, calling them, I quote, absolutely false and untrue. The fifth-year Longhorns coach said he normally doesn't address rumors about his future but felt a need because of the importance to both the team and the university. You believe him? You believe that? I mean, no, that.
I don't look. I will not believe right now. I think there's. This isn't. I don't believe the coach, I just think right now it is a better job in the NFL. I think they're two very similar jobs, but I think in the NFL at least you have contracts that hold guys to you, so you know, hey, for the next 3 years I'm going to have my key players that are under contract. I know who and when I'm going to lose certain players, and so. The college game has gotten to a point where, I mean, it is unbelievably difficult to retain players. It's unbelievably difficult to trust because they all got representation and parents and got people that are giving them advice that all revolves around money. And they can leave you at any point in time. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if Lane Kiffin didn't leave. It wouldn't surprise me at all if Steve Sarkisian didn't leave. It wouldn't surprise me if more and more guys every year that passes – until they fix college football, it wouldn't shock me at all if those guys leave.
Yeah, this is much stronger though than he was the last time. The last time he just went off about Diana Rossini, but didn't deny any of it. This one, he said he's not going nowhere. This is a lot stronger. I'm with you, Clint. We'll see what happens when pressure starts getting put on him. We'll see what happens if like. Like right now, he go in there and the Giants want to hunt him down for some reason or something with all that up there. I don't know. That seems like that could be pretty enticing to maybe leave Texas. So interesting to see there. But he at least was much stronger on his words this time about staying in Austin. All right, Clint believes this game is really for the most part squarely on one person. A huge game for this Houston Texan. We'll discuss that next.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
They were playing that song about you swag and surf, and I looked around. I was like, this is pretty sweet.
It's a Thirsty Thursday Wednesday edition with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings Ritchie Road location, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. Good to hear the voice of the starting quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons for the rest of the year, Kirk Cousins.
What up,
another
Kirk?
Another ACL for Michael Penix Jr.
Well, that didn't even look like it was possible. Yeah, he just kind of folded underneath him. It didn't even seem like it was going to be longer term, but I guess it is.
He's torn both. That's his third one, I believe. Mm. He had both legs in college and this left leg for a second time. Tyler's already had one, and that's enough for him, I guess.
Exactly. I never want to do that again.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. But no, man, it's been a good time out here at Buffalo Wild Wings here. Ritchie Road, make your way on out here. Order you up some wings, some good food, some drinks. Hey, it's a good time to be had out here. We're here on Wednesday because, obviously, the big game tomorrow, as we will hand things off early to Seth and Sean for the pregame show. So we're out here having a good time here on what's it called? A wet Wednesday? A little wet Wednesday. There you go. My man, he came up, didn't even smile, nodded his head like, yeah, wet Wednesday. I'm on that wet Wednesday. I'm on that wet Wednesday. All right, good. Hey, my guy right there is a winner right there, our first winner. There it is. You could have been a winner out here.
H-E-B.
There it is. Get some right there, man. Some good wine.
I told you, I got that H-E-B queso gift card at the house. I've had it for about a year and a half. It hadn't.
You got to pull the trigger.
You're
going to
pull the trigger on it, don't I?
Yeah, they got everything.
I was going to save it for when I invited you boys over to have a little something. I was going to go buy some meat, man.
You should have pulled the trigger on that then a long time ago.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. No excuse.
Should have happened. Right. All right, Clint. I know for you, there are a lot of people who are going to play an important role in this game. But I know for you, this we talk about Casario, we talk about Kaylee, we talk about a lot of stuff. But this is a huge game for who in your mind?
D'Amico Ryans.
There you go.
I think we can sit around and talk about shutting out the Tennessee Titans. We can sit around and talk about holding the Denver Bronco offense to 15. We can sit around and talk about, you know, holding the Titans to 13. And but man, this is the kind of game where the season's on the line. You're 5-5. This would be a monster win relative to keeping yourself alive for the playoffs, keeping pace with the teams that you're going to have to ultimately outplay down the stretch to get that wild card spot. And this team is built in a way that you win with defense. And it can't be you just win with defense against sorry football teams. I mean, it's got to be when you're matched up with what is some of the best that the league has to offer. What did B. Scott say earlier? This is the second-ranked offense in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, the reigning MVP. The back is, do you say he's leading the league in rushing or second?
Second in the league in rushing behind Jonathan Taylor.
This is the kind of game where if our ranking on defense, if all this talk about the Texans defense being Super Bowl caliber, if that's real, this is a game where you got to show it. The defense has to be why the Texans have a shot in the fourth quarter, right? Whether you got a slight lead or the score's kept low enough to where it's a 13-6, 13-7, 13-10 ball game, and all you need is one play, one drive, and you can go down and win it. The defense has to be the reason why you have a chance to beat teams like Buffalo, teams like Indianapolis, even teams like Kansas City coming down the pike. That just, to me, that has to be the reason. We can talk about the injuries. We can talk about the quarterback. We can talk about the lack of weapons. We can talk about a first-year play caller, but that's all got to come secondary to what the identity of this football team is, and that's D'Amico Ryans. And so, it starts with D'Amico Ryans, the defensive game planner, designer, and play caller, and then it moves to D'Amico Ryans, the game manager, right? And I mean game manager in every sense of it. Are you going to challenge a play that obviously you're going to lose and you're going to give up a timeout and talk about, oh, well, timeout, first half timeouts aren't as important as second half timeouts. That'll get you beat against the Buffalo Bills. This is a game where he's going to have to go for it on, you know, last week, fourth and half a yard, he kicks a field goal, which I'm here for. Fine. You know that Tennessee's offense isn't going to do diddly squat. So you feel like threes are good. I don't know if that's going to be the case against Buffalo. He's going to have to make two or three calls throughout this game that are on the aggressive side and really put it in the lap of his offense. And I just think that we, from a game management perspective, timeouts, challenges, aggressive calls, I think we've got to win those. And then we can get to, well, the rookie play caller wasn't good enough, or the backup quarterback wasn't good enough. I just think that D'Amico's got to – this is one of those games where D'Amico's got to be the reason why.
Yeah, and when you look at it, because I do think he's got to make up for some things. Listen, the Bills are a six-point favorite in this game. The Bills clearly, even if CJ was in the game, they would have a clear advantage at quarterback. Clear. He is the reigning MVP that's in the mix again. They definitely have that advantage with Davis Mills in there, right? And this is a team that is a better – thought to be a better football team, more talented football team than you. One place that you can make up the difference is I think you are a better coach than Sean McDermott. I think that's a space where, all right, how can we make it up? We watched Bill Belichick and Andy Reid make up talent discrepancies a lot because they do things to outcoach the other side. Plenty of times we've watched that. You got to be that guy. And Lord knows, we watched last year, Sean McDermott will do stupid. And he will do stupid things. He gave the game to the Texans last year, and that's not the first time. It's a constant thing. So that is a place where the Texans can make up for some of the talent discrepancies overall with the team. And I just know this game cannot be caught because or be lost because of anything that he did. Like all the decisions you're talking about, like we should not come in here on a what will be a Reaction Friday live at Walk-On in Katy. We should be coming here talking about, man, there was a blunder there, decision-making by D'Amico, or, you know, wow, what happened there on the defense with D'Amico, or what? Why did – like, that shouldn't happen. Would you say the Denver game, how that game ended when they tried to – really, he misread what his team was doing and what they were capable of doing right at that point in – and it set the Broncos up to win the game very much like Sean McDermott did for him. Those things can't happen. He's got to be the difference.
Yep. To me, there's no doubt. Like, if you remember the Rams game early in the year.
First game of the year,
that defense, our defense, gave us multiple chances. I mean, they went out and got a turnover when the game was over. But they gave us multiple chances. Look, I think against Tampa Bay, I know we gave them the ball with a lead and the defense ended up giving up the lead, but that was a good – I mean, that was a – we were in that ball game because the defense was holding court right there. You know, you look down, the Seattle game is one that comes to mind where you can't afford to jump out to a 14-0 lead or allow the opponent to jump out to a 14-0 lead and force this offense to play from behind with your backup quarterback. Those are the kind of things that you just can't happen. And for the most part, D'Amico's defense has done that. Like I said, did it against Los Angeles. I believe they did it against Tampa, although they lost it late. I think they did it against Denver, holding them. They gave up 18 points. So Seattle's really the only one where it got a little bit sideways pretty quick. And, you can't afford that to happen against this team with your backup quarterback and with this offense in the game.
Yeah, no, I like this. This is a big game for him, man. Let's just be honest, like in their time, the teams besides Buffalo last year, the upper echelon teams in the AFC over this 2.5-plus year run, they've not had a great amount of success with. Like, I understand what happened with Baltimore this year, but we understand that was a Baltimore team that wasn't anywhere close to full strength. They have struggled in these games, with the exception of the one last year against the Bills. I think he was a difference last year in that game. I think he was. I think he outcoached the hell out of Joe Brady and Sean McDermott. And I'm with you. That is something that they need to have happen again. All right, as we continue here, live on the road, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ritchie Road again. Man, there's TVs all over the place. This will be a big game for the Rockets tonight. You can watch them as they take on the Cavs out here and much, much more. College basketball is in full swing. A big top five matchup today between Connecticut and in Florida, I believe. So you can come check that out as well right here, Buffalo Wild Wings, right off Ritchie Road. As we continue here, we'll get you T-Mill's best bets. And the important thing, B. Scott touched on it a little bit. We hear it from the head coach himself, the most important thing for this offense. We'll discuss that next.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
I'm just sexual, man.
Tyler is the absolute worst.
It's a Thirsty Thursday Wednesday edition with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings Ritchie Road location, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I know, Tyler, your ass better cut that music off.
What happened?
What? You don't like Nirvana?
What happened? What'd I miss?
No, you better cut that music off during these segments, but we got a guy right here, boy.
Oh, the
just
5 o'clock
his mind,
fire,
man. Mm-hmm. My man is losing his mind right here.
Old grumpy butt.
He did say we do have the best show. I mean, he's accurate, but my man said, "Well, you better." I mean, he fired him off, the three or four of them. That damn background music.
Who did that? What are you talking about?
My man on the text line.
Not a fan of the fire.
Tyler had to get with him. I mean, what the hell's crawled up your ass? He didn't say that, man. That's so many words. No, man, it's been a good time out here. We always have fun at this location at Buffalo Wild Wings. Remember, we will be out at a Reaction Friday and also a Football Friday. Walk-ons, Katy, is where we will be. Plenty of prizes. You can win future Texans tickets on that Friday, as we do every Friday. Colts-Texans tickets, the final game of the regular season, which could loom very, very large. You got a chance to win a pair of those tickets as well. Ultimate Tailgate, where you get a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and a pair of tickets in the suite as well. So a lot for you to potentially win coming up. Walk-ons at Katy on Friday for Football Friday. Oh, by the way, coming up behind us, Texans All Access. As Nick Caserio, he will jump on with the fellas right after we get done, so stay tuned for that. Area 45 coming on 8 to midnight. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, they got you, as they will get you ready for, I believe, the Texans and the Bills, but also this big game for the Rockets in Cleveland that they'll, I'm sure, talk about a little bit later on as well while they're rolling tonight to midnight on Area 45. T-Mill's best bets coming up here in just a bit. Pretty good week so far, so we'll see if he can maintain this thing. All right, Clint. I think for me a big question that I have in this game, and I think it's an important part. If you missed Brandon Scott, he was on with us earlier for the Texans report. He brought it up, and I think in as many words said it was the most important thing for this game. And D'Amico Ryans, when he spoke to the media yesterday, last time we heard from him before this game, he talked about the importance of this and this being their ability to be able to run the football on the Buffalo Bills. Here's D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah, running the ball, for me, it's always a key. No matter who you're playing, who's your opponent, you got to run it well. That's just, you know, when you can dictate and control the line of scrimmage, it just opens up your playbook a lot more. So the run game is vital. Of course, it's going to take all 11 guys blocking really well, being detailed in what we're doing, and our backs just finishing.
Obviously, Clint, when you have a backup quarterback in there, running the football, that can be helpful to any quarterback, to be honest with you, but especially a backup quarterback. Running the football can be a big help. You can control the game, keep Josh Allen off the field much more if you're running the football, and they've done a great job with time of possession in this streak here of late. But you can run the football. And, Clint, even though the Texans are the 23rd-ranked rushing offense with 107 a game, they got a chance here in this game, Clint, because the Bills are one of the worst. They're 31st in the league when it comes to rushing yards given up. They give up 153 a game in the last 2 weeks. Miami and Tampa just ran all over them. 400 yards combined with five rushing touchdowns in that game. And, Clint, to me, this is a big storyline in this game, because when the Bills have lost, hell, and even some of their wins, but when the Bills have lost, teams have run all over their asses. And it's out there for them. Now, are the Texans good enough to take advantage of it? Woody Marks, whoever is going to be in front of them, that offensive line, the tight ends, Cade Stover is back, that should help. But are they good enough to take advantage of this, which is the biggest weakness on the team? This is the thing that everyone says will stop Buffalo from getting to a Super Bowl, is their run defense. And to me, can the Texans take advantage of that?
Yeah, look, I think they can. Now, to what degree, I don't know if they're going to go out there and run for 200 yards.
Yeah.
But we've seen the Texans in moments the last couple of weeks run the football and straight gash defenses in critical points in the game. And so, you know, there's something brewing there. I do believe that they've gotten better. We'll see how much better. I think Trent Brown obviously gives him a better chance to get push up front. You know, we'll see what they do at the right guard position. We'll see what they do at the offensive line position. I think Ed Ingram is a better run blocking guard than Titus, and so that we'll see what they do there.
Remember Noah Ed Oliver? He is still out in this game.
But yeah, look, I think we can run it. I think we can run it well enough to complement the pass game. And as long as we start that conversation with we got to be really good on defense, I think we can run it well enough to complement the pass game and have an effective offense. Yeah.
And I think, right, Woody Marks is a guy that I would still say looks like he got the bulk of the carries in the last game. And I think there is a place for Nick Chubb to get some run in this thing, and both of them. But to me, Woody Marks, we're watching – they pulled off a third-string guy last week for the Bucs. We've watched a lot of teams have great success. And we've watched Woody Marks have great success, right? The previous Titans game, he started rolling in it before. So we have seen flashes. I don't know if we've seen a full game. We've seen flashes of their run game being able to go. And I mean run game, I don't mean including CJ or Davis Mills, but the times they hand off. And I, you know what, Clint? I expect to see that to be a big part of the offense, because if they are such a game plan offense the way they talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is hard not to look at this team and think, all right, if you're a game plan offense, this is the week where we run the football.
Lean into it. I think they're better up front. I think Woody Marks getting 18 carries to Nick Chubb's 3 last week, I think that bodes well to at least the best running back we've got in a Texans uniform getting more touches. I mean, I remember we had a 4-man rotation to start the season, and then all of a sudden Dari Agunbowale got mixed back in there after the bye for some reason. But it looks like they've settled in, at least last week it did. It looked like they settled in with Woody Marks being the best bet there. I got to believe if you're going to lean heavy into the run approach, the run attack, which you should, that Woody Marks is going to get the touches. And just Woody Marks, nothing against Nick Chubb. Look, I like Nick Chubb. I like Nick Chubb in the role. I'm not opposed to Nick Chubb getting a lot of carries. The reality of it is this offense needs playmakers. This offense needs explosion. This offense needs twitch and change of direction. And right now, man, Woody Marks is one of just a handful of ways to get that. And so I don't know that, for me, that takes priority over Nick Chubb running downhill between the tackles. And so I like the direction the Texans are going with the running back. I like the opponent's inability to stop the run. So, yeah, I feel like we should be able to – I don't know about set the tone. I don't know about establish the run. Those are pretty strong.
I bet you they're talking about that.
Well, I'm sure they're talking about it. But in real football, that's pretty strong terms to use. I don't know that the Texans have that in them against anybody. But an effective run game that can be complementary to an efficient pass game, I think we can get it done.
Yeah, text line coming in about Woody Marks and his size. He's a third down back. You don't want to give him that many carries. I'm not saying they're the same guys, but Devon Achane went up against this Buffalo defense, and I'm not – he's an explosive player. The difference, I'm just – from a size perspective, Woody Marks is more put together than him and he got 22 carries for 174 yards and two touchdowns in that game against that Buffalo defense, over almost 8 yards a carry.
Look, we're not talking. We're not talking about giving a guy 30 carries downhill between the tackles into the teeth of the defense. Yeah. I mean, he had 18 carries. I'll take it. All right. I mean, he can handle 18 carries. We're not living in the 1990s when we're running ISO and we're running downhill into the teeth of a defense and a pro style offense. I mean, he's fine right there. I mean, now you get into the 24, 25, upper 20s on a week-in, week-out basis, and, yeah, we may have to have a conversation about Woody Marks. But in today's game, man, these guys are fine at that 15 to 18 carry mark. And if Woody gets that, I'd be more than happy.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. All right, as we finish this thing off, let's try to make a little cash for you. Not a bad week. Not too bad yesterday. Got a push on one, so you won one, lost one, not too bad. What you got tonight? T-Mill's best bets. By the way, if you don't get those, if you miss them, or you want to hear them again, or you forgot them, head to at T-Mill Real Deal as he posts all of his best bets every night. What you got tonight?
Yeah, I was mad at that push too, Ron, because at halftime that was very much on pace to be a 2-for-3 night. But here we are. Anyway.
Yeah.
Four more NBA bets tonight, including the home team. First, got the Indiana Pacers +2. They are hosting the Hornets. Next, I got an under for you. Mm. Wizards at the Timberwolves, under 238.5 points in that one. And then two Rockets bets here, as the Rockets are going to be in Cleveland, tipping off here shortly, taking on the Cavs. I got the Rockets in a pick 'em. They're saying this game's basically a toss-up. So I got the Rockets winning. Hometown squad's got to win tonight. And
I
then
like
Alp,
that part.
You like that one?
Tell I me like that part.
You don't like the first two. Oh, that's great.
No, I'm waiting for this one you're about to get to.
Oh, you hate this one. And this might be my favorite one. I got Alpi Shangoon, over 21.5 points tonight against the Cavaliers. That is 21.5, and that is the over for Alpi.
I don't hate it. I do think this may be the best defensive front court he's running into. Evan Mobley, the reigning defensive player of the year, and then Jared Allen, also a really good big they have there. But to your point, though, he certainly eclipsed this when he went against Wimby a couple weeks ago, and I think Wimby is the best defensive player in the game. So we'll see. I don't know if I'd have the balls to bet on it.
He'll step
it is crazy.
Up to the challenge.
The Indiana Pacers are home dogs to LaMelo Ball and the Hornets. This is where we are. The Pacers were in the finals last year. The Hornets.
Life comes at you fast.
LaMelo Ball and that crew. I mean, good God. All right. We appreciate you, Matt, our engineer, holding us up here on YouTube and Twitch and on the air. Shay, our promo staff, great job. Tyler, great job as always. Holding us down. Clint, fun job. We'll see you tomorrow for a little short show as we get ready for the Bills and the Texans. I am Ron, the show as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Not only did she sell
it.
She gave him away. The water, the hot water and the cold water Peck's pipe.
It took you a second when you walked in the room?
I said, how much you get for him? How much you get for him? She said, oh, I gave him away.
It just got rid of the washer.
So we just going to the washateria nice. The next few days? Or?
Hold on. Now, what happened here?
Then I look at you. Tyler Miller, you are the greatest producer in the world.